The world is broken in many ways. Our relationships with others, God, the planet, ourselves. What harmful things have been said to you? What harmful things have been done to you? If you were to write a word or draw a symbol to describe them, what would it be? You might like to draw it now. What harmful things have you said? What harmful things have you done? If you were to write a word or draw a symbol to describe them, what would it be? You might like to draw it now. Look at your symbols. Do you want to take them with you? Or do you want to let them go? If we name these harms, they lose power. And God, being faithful and just, will help us heal from these messes. Jesus said, when you let go of the harmful things people do to you, the harm you caused is diminished as well. Forgiveness is tricky business, but in the end, it means not seeking the harm of someone who has harmed you. It means letting go of the impulse to return harm for harm. Think carefully. Are you willing to let go? You don't have to, you know. But you could. If you are willing, then throw the symbols in the bin. Let go of them. Don't nurture the harm done to you as a reason to do harm. As God lets go of the harm you've done to the peace of the world, the people of the world, and the ecology of the world, and does not seek your harm. Take care to forgive yourself as well. You may have done harm in the past, but do not use that as an excuse to cause yourself harm, now or in the future. You are loved. You are free. You are forgiven.